Veteran diplomat Jiří Šedivý, a former ambassador to NATO and Minister of Defence, was elected chief executive of the European Defence Agency on Thursday by EU ministers of defence. As such, he will be tasked with developing the bloc's strategic autonomy in defence. Brian Kennedy has the details.
For nearly two decades, Jiří Šedivý has held senior defence and foreign policy positions on the Czech, European and international level. He is currently the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Special Envoy for Resilience and New Security Threats. Citing that extensive background, EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell had personally put Ambassador Šedivý forth as a candidate for Chief Executive of the EDA. That's an intergovernmental body charged with developing the bloc's military cooperation on security and defence issues. In a statement on Thursday, Mr. Borrell said Jiří Šedivý's ministerial and diplomatic experience, as well as his deep practical knowledge of the European and transatlantic security and defence realm, make him the ideal candidate to lead the European Defence Agency in coming years. Ambassador Šedivý is the first official from Central and Eastern Europe named to the post. After being shortlisted, he toured European capitals to outline his vision for the agency and win support for his candidacy. He told Czech daily Hospodářské noviny, "It had been crucial to get France and Germany on my side." Under European law, the area of security and foreign policy remains a matter for member states, which must agree unanimously on a possible common approach. Ambassador Šedivý's role will be more of a managerial than a political one, says military and defence security analyst Lukáš Dikčka.
The agency is charged with developing the military capabilities of EU member states, in particular on the material level. That means assessing whether there are shortcomings among individual EU states, and if so, how to address them.
The EU's 2016 global strategy put forward attaining strategic autonomy in defence as a long-term goal. In theory, that means having EU member states capable of autonomously developing, operating, modifying, and maintaining the full spectrum of defence capabilities. What it means in practice, also for the NATO alliance, remains unclear. Improving communication with NATO itself will be a challenge, says security.
While officially quite good, communication between the EDA and NATO is actually very poor, and the agency is seen as duplicating some functions of other organizations in the alliance structure, for example, of the NATO Science and Technology Organization. So cooperation has been poor or non-existent. What power he has to improve that isn't clear. But his top priority certainly will be to better develop structural cooperation on a wide range of future projects and bring about closer ties within the framework of defence.
Ambassador Šedivý's role will be to help the EU assess its options and tools, political, operational, technological and industrial, to make military action whenever needed, with NATO or on the EU level. As such, research and technology is among the EDA's top priorities and, by definition, takes a long-term view.